The Thai capital Bangkok is reported calm today, one day after Thailand's first military coup in 15 years. The army chief staged the coup while Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat was in New York for the UN General Assembly session. The army chief says he will return power to the people as soon as possible. General Santi Bunyaratkalin said the coup was necessary to bring about a return to normalcy in Thailand. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Bangkok and he joins me now. Michael, martial law is in place across Thailand now, but so far this has been a totally nonviolent coup, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's very quiet today, Lynn. I mean, government offices, schools, banks, all closed today. The stock market was closed, too. And from the looks of things, a lot of people stayed home today in Bangkok. Far less traffic on the roads than usual. There were some scattered checkpoints manned by the army in and around the city, but lots of shops and businesses were open. And by late afternoon, the TV stations that were seized yesterday and made to run announcements of the coup, they were pretty much back to normal programming. Game shows, variety shows and the like, all in all, pretty smooth.
And what triggered the coup?
Well, I think it's clear that several segments of society were simply fed up with the political impasse here, and fed up in particular with Prime Minister Thaksin, though he's still widely and wildly popular in the countryside. I mean, you have to remember he won 3 elections in the past 5 years, and he probably would have easily won a 4th, which was tentatively scheduled for November. But the political elite, the Bangkok political elite, and obviously parts of the army, they were tired of him. They accused him of massive corruption, abuse of power, human rights violations, you name it. And they just wanted him out, but they couldn't figure out how to do it. They tried massive street demonstrations to try to force him out. And in fact, they'd scheduled one for today, but the army evidently decided to act before those demonstrations took place, possibly to avoid any violent confrontation between Thaksin's foes and his supporters. And that's something many here have feared for months now. It's too early to say that won't happen, but it does appear that the king has given his tacit approval of the coup, and he met with the army chief last night. He didn't say anything either way afterwards, but many here just take the meeting as a sign that he's on board, and that should go a long way towards keeping things from getting out of control, I think.
Of course, the prime minister was out of the country in New York. Was the timing of this coup a big surprise?
A little bit, given the fact that the army chief had said just a month or so ago that the army would not take sides in this political battle here. But it's clear that, something just had to give, that the current situation wasn't tenable. And again, maybe they just thought that this was the quickest, easiest way to deal with it, especially given the fact, as you say, that they knew Thaksin would be away at the United Nations. Had he been in the country at the time, I think things probably could have gotten messy. And that was probably a big factor in them choosing to act when they did.
General Santi said today that elections won't be held till next year, about a year from now, I think. What happens in the meantime?
Well, in the meantime, he says they're going to find a new civilian caretaker prime minister, one that should be chosen in the next couple of weeks, someone, in his words, committed to the democratic process, and that the military would then pretty much take a back seat while helping guide the process. But, you know, military leaders always say things like that when they take power from civilian governments, and then sometimes they just stay forever. But I think many Thais at this point may be inclined to take the military at its word, and even though Thaksin remains, as I said, in some areas, I think lots of people here are just relieved that this long, torturous political drama is over, even though this wasn't a very democratic way of ending it.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today, Michael. NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok, where a military coup has overthrown the elected government of Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat.